Today's daily podcast, Seeking to Strengthen Your Walk with Christ. I'm Kathleen. A few weeks ago, we began looking at the evidences for the validity of the scriptures prompted by 1 Peter 3:1. Always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. I also asked a couple of questions. When was the last time you shared the gospel with someone? And why do you believe what you believe? We talked about God's desire for us to share our faith, reasons why we hesitate, and the importance of being equipped to have the conversations when challenging questions arise. Today, as we continue our journey through the evidences using Fast Puppy, we come to you for a unique message. Regarding God, the Bible is monotheistic, teaching there is only one God transcendent over his creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. Isaiah 45:22. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Isaiah 46:9. The Bible is the only holy book that claims to be the Word of God. Regarding man, the Bible consistently teaches that men are sinners in need of salvation. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Genesis 6:5. But we are all like an unclean thing, and our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Isaiah 64:6. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Regarding salvation, the Bible consistently teaches that salvation is by grace through faith and not by human effort or merit. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8 through 9. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14:6. If you looked at all the religions in the world, you could fundamentally break them down into three groups for methods of salvation. The first, works. This is what I must do to make myself good enough to go to heaven or Valhalla or Nirvana or the happy hunting grounds, etc. Then you have faith plus works. Yeah, you must believe in Jesus plus fill in the blank. Obey the Ten Commandments, get baptized, ask Jesus into your heart, repent of your sin, go to church, etc. Yeah, belief is required, but Jesus didn't do it all. I have to help. And the third, faith plus nothing. There is nothing we can do to deserve salvation. Can't clean ourselves up enough. The only requirement to spend eternity in heaven with our Savior is placing our faith or trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Period. Anything we do beyond that is out of gratitude, not necessity. All these points make the Bible's message unique. This brings us back to sharing the gospel. Christ paid an immense price to purchase us out of the slavery of sin. All he asks in return is that we share what we've been given with others. Freely you have received, freely give. Matthew 10:8. I was listening to a message on the radio last night driving home, and something the speaker shared resonated with me. He told a story about William Booth, who was the founder of the Salvation Army back in the 1800s. In his address to the first graduating class of the Salvation Army, Booth began his talk like this. Brothers and sisters, perhaps I should apologize to you for keeping you here for 2 years, all so that you could learn how to lead a lost soul to Jesus Christ. It would have been better had you spent 5 minutes in hell. The implication of this latter sentence was that you would be so stirred and convinced of the awfulness of hell and people's need to be saved that you would speak to the lost everywhere, warning of the wrath to come, and therefore would surely lead many to Christ. 5 minutes. Friends, co-workers, people at Publix, even people in our churches that will spend eternity separated from God. Hell is a real place. Jesus spoke more about hell than he did heaven. 5 minutes. Family. It is hard for us to think about our loved ones who choose not to accept God's free gift by faith alone in Christ alone. I know. Neither of my parents professed faith before they died. It has given me a boldness because it's that important. Let's pray. Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that you will put a burden on our hearts, people in our path, and a boldness to show the unique life-saving truth that you so lovingly provided for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. And in his name, I pray, amen. Thank you for joining us, and always remember, church family, you can trust the Bible enough to be bold with it.